Joined on the postgame show by the head coach of the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals, Tim Copeland, getting a win here at the national tournament and advancing to the consolation bracket semifinals as his club hopes to play for ninth place on Saturday, but there's a game ahead of that tomorrow. And today you beat Frank Phillips in straight sets. Coach, big win. What'd you see from your team out there?
Well, I mean, I knew from the beginning that, you know, they were going to be scrappy and work hard. I kind of felt like they come out a little slow, as in like Frank Phillips. So I told my girls we need to be on top of our game early. Let's try to get a lead, try to take the first game, try to get the second game, and then make sure we're in control by having a couple games in our hand, or at least one. We did that. I thought we didn't make too many mistakes. First, we had about seven points there. We either hit a ball out, served two in a row, out of bounds, you know, so. But then we kind of calmed down a little bit. I thought we did pretty good. The third game was pretty scrappy, both sides. They did really good. I knew they wouldn't quit. And we got a couple calls that went our way, and, you know, the rest went our way in history.
I don't want to focus on negatives because this was an important win for the team. Yesterday, closing out set two and three, you guys struggled with that. Today in set one, Frank Phillips had a 12-4 run after you guys were up 19-10. In set two, it was 7-1. And in set three, they had a 5-1 run at one point with you guys up 20-16. Is there any concern about the way that you guys struggle to close out sets here?
Well, it's always a concern. I mean, that's been part of our deal from the very beginning. I thought our team's pretty good, but we have trouble finishing sometimes. Now, when we got to the end, we finished. It's in the middle we're having trouble now. Like you said, we're up 8 or 9, and all of a sudden they have a 10-2 run or 10-8 run, 10-6 run, and then it's tied or we're only up by one. So, you know, some of it's they rotate, we rotate. You know, we get to the lineup, it's not quite three hitters in front, it's only two with the setter. Their bigger lineup was up front, so you're going to have that a little bit. I mean, we probably had a few runs there. I mean, we were up, we went 6-1 run, you know, so it's like it kind of works both ways. You just like to be up high enough like we were, you know, 19-10 or, you know, whatever it was. So if they do have a 5-1 run, we're still ahead by 2 or 3.
Was this a true full team effort today in getting this win here against a really talented Lady Plains women team?
Yeah, I mean, you know, two or three players that don't know how to play came in today and played a little bit and did a good job. And, you know, they're seeded 11th. We're seeded 14th. So it's a higher seed that we just, you know, beat. So we're definitely, you know, going to be higher than 14. We get finished here with that win. So, you know, our goal is still the top 10. We got to finish tomorrow, then be in the Saturday, you know, playoff.
Five total liberos entered this game, three from Frank Phillips, two from your group, and Olivia Steele and obviously Ava Pinuel. I don't think I've ever seen that many liberos in a game back and forth with who is coming in wearing the libero jersey for two opponents.
Well, I kind of messed up with mine. I put my – you can play two liberos and they can go in and out, but they can only serve for one. And Olivia came in the first time. She actually served, and so did Ava, and I lost a point in that in the first game there. So I knew there was a reason why I just hadn't done – I usually don't use two liberos. Like, I really don't. And you can, and it's probably sometimes good to do because you have a little more, you know, move if somebody's having a bad day type thing. But I knew there's a reason why I don't like losing two liberos because they can only serve for one person. So they can't – they can go in and out all the time. But they can. So one libero can't serve for 10 and the other can serve for 12. You can only serve for one. So they can go in and out, but they can't serve for the different people. So anyway, it worked out good. Got a few people in national tournament, got a little exposure, and, you know, helped us out a little bit. So it was good.
And you mentioned getting more people out there than might have usually. Well, Loy Zidi played yesterday, and getting that deeper into the bench – is that what you need to have success here at the national tournament?
Well, no, not really, because you figure your 6 or 7 players been playing all year is your best. But like yesterday, you know, Duda wasn't having a great day. She had a lot better day today. She hit it a lot better and, you know, made some good plays. And, you know, yesterday it wasn't on. You know, she had 4 or 5 errors, didn't have any kills, so that's made a little change. You know, Constantina come in, did a good job. And today, back to Duda, because that's who we've been playing all year, and she did a good job today. She had, I don't know, eight or nine kills, a couple errors, but still had pretty good swings. So it just, I've got a good enough bench so they can come in and take a little pressure off somebody not having a great day, and then put them back in and go again.
You're going to have the winner of New Mexico Military Institute, or Casper. Casper up 2-1 at the time of this recording. Obviously, that one could go either way, but is it difficult preparing for games tomorrow when your game ends and you don't know who you're going to be playing yet?
We'll probably stick around and watch the rest of this because we want to watch who we're going to play, one of them, obviously. And then, you know, we'll have a little time tomorrow. We don't play to 1 tomorrow instead of 10. So we'll have a little time tomorrow to watch a little film, yeah, for you too.
Sleep
but,
in.
But we'll take and we'll watch this game so we can actually see them in person. And then we'll take and, you know, watch a little film tomorrow and you can't practice, so you're just going to kind of mentally try to get yourself figured out what's going on, who's, where's the setter, what the number is, that kind of thing.